Lesson 1, page 1. Description. The fireworks of writing. Off in the distance, I hear the low rumble of thunder. The curtains puff into my room, and the soft breeze freshens as it chases away the warm air. Lightning turns the sky milky white, and then everything goes black. Is a storm coming my way? You bet it is. It's coming my way across the pages of the book I'm reading, The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn by Mark Twain. You see, I'm caught up in a vivid description of a lightning storm. Take a look. The sky darkened up and began to thunder and lighten. Directly it began to rain, and it rained like a fury, too, and I never see the wind blow so. It was one of these regular summer storms. It would get so dark that it looked all blue-black outside and lovely, and the rain would thrash along by so thick that the trees off a little ways looked dim and spiderwebby. And here would come a blast of wind that would bend the trees down and turn up the pale underside of the leaves, and then a perfect ripper of a gust would follow along and set the branches to tossing their arms as if they just went wild. And next, when it was just about the bluest and blackest, pfst, it was as bright as glory, and you'd have a little glimpse of treetops a-plunging about away off yonder in the storm, hundreds of yards further than you could see before. Dark as sin again in a second, and now you'd hear the thunder let go with an awful crash and then go rumbling, grumbling, tumbling down the sky towards the underside of the world, like rolling empty barrels downstairs. When I read this paragraph, I feel as I'm right there in the middle of the hard rain and crashing thunder. Twain's descriptive writing helps readers to experience the story almost the same way we experience a movie, complete with moving pictures, colors, sounds, and other sensations. A description is a picture made of words and is exactly the point of this new writing exercise. Its purpose is to grow your ability to capture the interest and imagination of your readers through descriptive writing. In the first half of this book, you will practice writing descriptions. In the second part of the book, where you will learn another exercise called impersonation, you will use your newfound descriptive skills to make your essays come alive.